Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Welcome to the Salty Seekers, where you can hang out with friends and talk about all areas of spirituality and the metaphysical while knowing you don't have to be pure love and light to do it.
Hi, and welcome back to the Salty Seekers. Hi, Jay.
Hello, how are you today?
I'm good. I'm feeling like I need a little smudge, actually. Yeah, like I feel stressed and like out of whack. Do you ever feel that way?
Most of the time, yes.
Most of the time?
I run on stress and caffeine.
Well, I run on caffeine, but not typically stress. And I can tell when my vibes are out of whack or something. I need some work. I need some hygiene. So
maybe a good nap. Naps help.
Are you one of those people that they help?
I never get time to take a nap.
But like if you did, do they help you? See, I'm envious of that because I'm not that person. It's the rare time that I could take a nap and it will help me.
Well, I mean, you have your fine clairsentience and I can nap. I'm not saying which is better, but...
Right, you know. Normally, if I take a nap,
Was that sage? Or was that...
Sage. It's sage.
It's a big fatty.
That would be a huge fatty. That's right. And for someone who's never smoked weed, like that would be a little much for me, I think. I think that when I take a nap, I wake up so much. Sorry, gotta get the pits too. Gotta get all the nooks and crannies. When I take a nap, is that entertaining?
I got a whole vibe in my cheeks.
Yeah, gotta get the booty. When I take a nap, I wake up feeling awful. It ruins my whole day. And I feel groggy. I feel so low vibe. I feel cranky. I wake up not well. The only time naps work for me is occasionally spirit will tell me to take a nap. Like if they're doing energy work or something on me, I get this very distinct energy on my head. You know, it's not even like third eye or crown. It's like my whole head. It's kind of glowing and my eyes get heavy and I can hardly keep my eyes open. And from experience, I know that that spirit saying, time to take a nap. Usually it's time to meditate or nap. I'm not quite sure what they want. So I usually just go sit down or lay down and say, okay, we have like 20 minutes to either meditate or nap, do what you will. And almost instantly I'm out like deep. So then I wake up feeling better, but that's only sometimes. It's not often.
That's how meditating is a lot for me. It's almost naps because once I get deep, deep in there, mm-hmm. I'm gone.
Yeah. And so if I try to do it of my own volition, like lay down and take a nap, I'm screwed for the whole day. It's awful.
Feel better?
I do feel better. Thanks.
Cool
experience. I feel a little bit lighter and clearer. Did you need some?
No, I'm good.
You're good.
What are you doing to me?
Here's some Palo Santo.
Burns.
It was a cool experience for me, but in general, it just sounds dumb, like who cares? But I wanted to talk about it because this is a good example of how spirit can communicate with you using your dreams that might help other people to start recognizing it. So in my experience, when you ask spirit to show you something in dreams, it doesn't happen right away. Might take days, maybe a week or two. So I have been having so much trouble with my allergies and asthma.
I thought it was a sage getting to you. I'm sorry.
No, I'm not that bad. But with my allergies and asthma, like my sinuses are just constantly a mess. And I'm always like, ugh, just miserable. If you have allergies, you know. And so I was laying there the other night. And I was just asking my guides, I'm like, do I have any healer guides that can like help me with this? Like, I'm so miserable. The allergy pills aren't working. Help me get rid of these allergies, whatever's happening in there, like clear up my sinuses, help a sister out. So anyways, I just went about my business and forgot about it. This morning, I had a dream that I was opening a bottle of Flonase nasal spray, and it had like a big orange, and I think it only had this orange package to make me pay attention to it. It made it memorable. It had this big orange rubber like holder that you had to push the bottle into. And then I was like, oh my God, this is going to help my allergy so much. And I woke up and I'm like, yes, I forgot that I used to get Flonase, and that's what helped. Like, I forgot all about it. I'm like, thanks, guys. So I bought Flonase this morning. But anyways, I know that's like that was dumb, big deal, but that's often how spirit communicates. They aren't going to send you a message from the heavens going, buy Flonase. They're going to give you a dream where you're doing that, or you see something and gives you an idea. Practical uses. Easy, practical spirituality, right? What about you? Do you have any good dreams?
No, well, last night, I don't really remember any of them. Some nights I do, some nights I don't. The night before, you know, saw some deceased loved ones coming by, you know, not really interacting, but just kind of like.
Yeah, me too. I saw my Uncle Ed.
So those are always fun. Just kind of, hey, you're still good. Good.
Yeah. My Uncle Ed, if you guys don't know, my Uncle Ed died the end of January, so a little over a month ago, maybe 6 weeks ago. And we had his funeral a couple weeks ago. And so anyways, he had popped in to just say, hey, doing good. He looked young and healthy. He looked like he did when I was little. So I was able to send my cousin a text and go, hey, I saw your dad in my dreams last night. He looked great. And she was like, oh my God, that's the best message ever. Thank you. That made my day. So that was a little blessing that I got to share. Yeah, I love it when they check in with me.
Yeah, I don't share.
It brings me comfort to know they're doing okay.
No, I don't share. They're mine. All mine.
My precious.
That's right. I'm not sharing. Mainly because I don't know how some of the people around me would take that. Say, oh yeah, I saw your dad the other day and he said he was doing good. And they're like, my dad's dead. You're talking to the devil. Okay.
See, that's the difference between you and me.
Put the pitchfork down. It's okay.
UV See? Radiation is divided Hang into on. Three types, UVA, UV.
Apparently spirit wants to let you know that you have radiation.
I guess. And like, I didn't even push to turn it off. It just stopped mid-sentence too. Like, what? Well, one of them are here like sending us messages right now. So just playing with us. Let me put this on do not disturb. I'm sorry I keep clearing my throat. It's the whole asthma thing. Yes, it's the sage. It's the sage.
That's so weird.
Yeah. I don't know what's happening. My skin's burning off. Like,
That's right. I put salt in the doorway. You crossed it. It hurts, right?
Oh my gosh. I'm getting ready to have a baby shower for my daughter, Amelia. And I was thinking, should I smudge my home and like put fresh wards up, like freshen everything up before people come or after?
Both.
If it's before, some of them might not show up. They might not come. Or they'll be like, you know, I don't feel good. I got to go. Yeah.
Do both.
Yeah, maybe I will. It'll save on food costs. I'm already worried I won't have enough places to sit people. So, you know, that might help out. I'll smudge the invitations before they go out, like put a little sigil on them. Like, if you have ill intentions or negative energy, don't come. And then, you know, I'll get all these RSVPs going, sorry, can't attend.
I broke out when I touched the card. It's weird.
My fingers are burned. My mailbox burst into flames as soon as it got there.
Well, if you figure out how to do that, let me know so I can spread the joy.
Did you see my one video on how to make a sigil?
Don't think I did.
It was tucked inside of a cleansing and cleaning your front door area for the first of the month. So making a sigil is super easy, actually. It takes a minute to do it, but it's easy. It's easiest to show you. I don't have anything here in front of me, but in a nutshell, I have paper here. Let me show you. So you decide how many letters you want to use so you can make a key. Like you can use 5 letters, 7 letters. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, right? And then you would put like A, B, C, D, E, F. You know what I'm talking about, right? You make a key. And so then you write out whatever your intention is, like keep my home safe from evil, or only good energy and prosperity flow into this home, whatever you want it to be. And then you plot that out with the numbers, you know, like K would be a certain number, you know what I'm saying? And then you draw a circle and you write out your numbers around the circle, 1 through 5, then just plot a shape based on the numbers of your phrase. Am I totally blowing this, or are you following me? Because it's easier to show you than to just say
I'm following along, but it's something I would need to play with, to fully grasp at it. Mm-hmm. I'm one of those, you can, this is how it works, that's how it works, let me do it. Once I do it, I'll better understand you.
Right. I will link to the video where I fully display this. I fully tell you about it. I show you how to do it. I fully demonstrate all of it. I'll link to that video in the show notes or the description box below. So yeah, you would draw a circle and put like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And you can write them in any number, that any order that you want. And then you would say your phrase, the numbers ended up being like 5, 3, 2, 1. You would start at the 5, draw to the 3, go to the 2, go to the 1. And you can make it as swoopy or as straight or anything as you want to. So for that, if that was the whole thing, your sigil would look like that. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. And so anytime ever that you draw that sigil, that's what that would mean. It holds the energy of that intention. But before you get to that point, you know, you have your whole phrase, which is kind of long. You go through and you cross out any duplicate letters so that it makes it a little bit shorter. But anyways, to get the full instructions and demonstration of how to do it, go to my video and watch that part, and I will link to it.
You can be good at that. I mean, not to brag, but I was really good at connect the dots in early school. I got those.
Natural born talents. You can like put up a post on Fiverr offering your services, you know, like professional sigil.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Maker. So then you can use your sigil anywhere. Like if you're doing your front door cleansing, you would take some water, moon water, oil, anything you want, and draw that sigil like on your windows or your front door. I took a piece of selenite and I drew it on the cement under my doormat so that it would protect against anything dark getting in the house, that type of thing. Yeah, you can make it for anything. Like if you're into, oh, I think it's called glamour magic, where you want to be attractive to people. You want people drawn to you. You can enchant your, you know, if you're a man, you can enchant your cologne or your hairbrush. Or if you're a woman, you can enchant your lipstick or your perfume or your makeup brush. You know, you make a sigil for whatever you wanted to say, like, I am magnetic and charismatic. People are drawn to me. You make that sigil and then you just draw that on all your things. And then whenever you use them, it refreshes your energy for that intention.
It's too much power. I can't do this.
Step into your power. Step into your power, Jay.
I've never had to fight him off. And if that started, I'm ill-equipped to deal with something like that.
But like you can put it on your car for protection. You can put it on your checkbook that any money I spend will always be returned to me threefold. You know what I'm saying? Who uses a checkbook anymore? But you get my point. You can put it on your debit card. Yeah, you can really get creative with these things and think of just incredible ways. Like on your refrigerator, the food that I eat
will not gain me weight.
Right. Well, it'll always help me and not harm me. On your water, your glass. In the morning, you get up, you get a glass. You can draw a sigil on it for like health and vitality. And then all the water that you drink through the day will bless you even more than it already does.
This is how I know I don't need this. You're thinking of these beautiful things to use it for. I'm over here thinking of mischievous things to use it for. Like, put a sigil on my fist. And every time I hit somebody, this punch will not bring charges.
I need that for my invisibility cloak. If you guys don't know, I was talking about this yesterday in my live meeting with my members about how they say that men think so much about the Roman Empire. Like that's all they do is think about the Roman Empire like so many times a day. Well, like having an invisibility cloak is my Roman Empire. What is your Roman Empire if it's not that? What do you think about
daydream in general? But it's never any one specific theme. It's whatever. A lot of times, it's whatever the current events are. I'll start daydreaming about what's going on. Very rarely do I find myself going, well, imagine myself in the Camelot or, you know, Rome or whatever. Just whatever's most current is just kind of playing there.
I even have dreams about it. I have dreams that I'm walking through rooms invisible. And every once in a while, if it's a bad dream, like someone will see me, like they'll just turn their head and they'll like focus in on me. And they're like, what are you doing here? I see you.
Ah, the king's robes.
Oh, gotta go. Trying to find a way out.
There is one that I have focused on. We've talked
about
it.
What?
Occasionally it'll jump my mind. It's like, all of a sudden you're transported back in time.
That's my second place. Time travel. What would I do?
It's like any period, you're stuck there. How do you survive with the skills you know now that do not apply back then?
Well, I always think about that because, you know, Outlander is my favorite book. Book series. I mean, there's, what, 9 of them now? Yeah. So I think about that a lot. But I primarily focus on my life. Like, what would I do if I woke up and I was 14 again? Or what would I do if I woke up at this time? You're just in your body, but you're back there with all of your wisdom.
All right. New mistakes. Here I come.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, invisibility. And so when one of our members, Marie had asked, what would you do if you had an invisibility cloak? And I was like, oh, Lord have mercy. No good. That's what no good. I would be up to no good. And they're like what? And I'm like, well, first of all, the most innocent thing I would do is that I love mess. I'm nosy. I'd be all up in everybody's business. I'd be listening to what you're talking about. I'd be going through your underwear drawers. Like, I want to see everything. I'm nosy. But then second of all, I would take that nosiness a step further, and I'd probably be going to like Area 51, and I'd be going like into the basement of the Vatican. Like, I want to see the behind the scenes stuff. But then even further, I would probably be on my vigilante shit again.
Disclaimer, Jay didn't say that. NSA, it wasn't me.
It wasn't him. It was me, though. But that's why I don't have an invisibility cloak. That's the only reason, obviously.
I'd probably get myself killed. Not you get comfortable with the invisibility, and I was just like, no one can see me, and I just step out on the street, thump. Yeah, they couldn't see you. Congratulations. Oh,
I think of all the possibilities. I'm like, well, what if, like,
Powerball. What? I would pick out my numbers, buy my ticket, then I would sneak up there in my cloak. I have my hand in there and I grab them and put it up. Grab them.
See? Absolutely. Absolutely.
Sir, how did you win 5 mega Powerballs in a row?
Oh my God. Yeah, I think about all the options. Like, okay, what areas are they likely to have like heat, like motion sensors instead of just visual? Like they could see my body. Probably in like the CIA or someplace, you know. But, I mean, yeah. It's not a given, but it's a possibility more than it is.
Into that. It's how is it invisible? I mean, is it purely invisible? Can they pick up your body heat? Can it break a laser beam? Can't, you know?
Right. I never thought about those options. To me, it was just, it made you and anything you're holding invisible.
There's certain things that can do that now, but you know, it's how far can you go?
Right, but that you're physically still there, like someone could bump into you and feel you. Mm-hmm. Thermal imaging could pick you up. But, I mean, what if not? What if that cloak fixed that? Oh, my God, I would be up to no good. Ooh, mercy. And so, obviously, that's the only reason I don't have one is because the universe is saving me from that. I always think I'm really busy and never have downtime, but obviously I have too much time on my hands.
I called you that one day. I heard that it was on stories I read it. The genie said, hey, I'll give you, what was it, 500 billion, whatever it was. If you can live on Earth for 100 or 500 years, but you're purely alone, nothing ever spoils, everything gets renewed, but you're by yourself. Everybody else is frozen. I was like, damn, could you do that? Could you keep yourself entertained that long?
Right.
I mean, you can go explore whatever you want. But for the next 100 or 200, however many years, you're purely, they're standing there, but you can't talk to them.
And they don't age and decay.
No one ages. Everybody's frozen in that moment, including you. Well, you're not frozen, but your aging is stopped.
Right.
According to the genie, even the planes in the air are frozen there. Nobody will be moved unless you move them. That's when my mischievous doesn't go. They're going to come back too. And of course, for them, it's been a nanosecond. Mm-hmm. But for me, it's been that long, and I've now moved them into weird and compromising places.
Oh my gosh. I don't know if I could. I want to say that I could. I think I could. Because I don't mind being alone. But I like the option of being with people. I'm too much of a touchy-feely, like, give me a hug type of person. Too affectionate. And right now, even if it's just my kid coming over once a week and going, give me a hug, mama. And I'm like, okay. Or snuggling my grandbabies. Like, there's someone to snuggle. I would just feel like I'm snuggling corpses. Just like a frozen woman on the street and being like, give me a hug.
Oh, you would hug those too? See, we're on the same page.
I don't know if we're on the same page.
I said hug. Don't go nowhere else.
That's why I was like.
No, it'd be weird because it'd be like warm mannequins everywhere.
Right. Weird. I would probably have to like scoot them aside, like move them like furniture.
As I told you when we were talking about it, I would spend the first few years doing all my mischief just for the simple.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be mischievous. I would just be clearing shit out of my way so they're not in my way.
Well, I would do funny things to people, not hurt them, not do anything. But somehow they would wake up with, you know, something wacky or weird happening around them. I mean, I want to do it in the first few years. That way, in the next 100 years, I forget. So when the moment time starts again, you start seeing the news pop up. I'm like, I forgot about that.
You'd have to dust them all off. Can you imagine how dusty they would get after 500 years?
I don't know. Would they be dusty or is that frozen too?
Is that frozen too? I don't know.
You know, I could do one for humanity. I could spend the next 500 years killing mosquitoes. They're all frozen. We'll find the little bastards.
Right. Eradicate them. Make them extinct.
Nobody would ever know the hero I was.
Right. The unsung hero.
Where the mosquitoes go? Got them.
It would be hard unless you knew how to fly a plane and land one, or how to drive a ship. Like, it would be hard. You'd have to stay where you are, like on the body of land that you're on, because how would you get anywhere else?
Yeah, I could spend that time looking for Bigfoot. He would be frozen too, but find him.
There you go. You know what? Loch Ness
Monster. Get my pictures, take some blood samples, some selfies.
Who would make the tacos?
Well, the food's still out there and it doesn't spoil. I can cook my own tacos. That every restaurant that was serving, I could go eat people's plates. That'd be another one. Thousands of people would come too, and their dinner's missing.
Yeah, because that would be tricky. Like, you'd think, oh my God, I'm going to eat all the food. I'm going to do all the things. But, like, what's there to do? What's there to eat? Because there's only so much that was already prepared. 500 years is a long time, Jay.
But with one person, I don't think you could eat the whole world's food.
You don't think so? I think you underestimate me. Well, not the whole.
Yeah, so you have the whole, if you can make it everywhere, the whole food supplies are. I mean, crops are in the field, food's still in the supermarkets. I mean, you just have to go get it, you'll do it yourself.
Yeah,
that's like, you know what, I feel spicy today. I'm going to go to the supermarket and I'm going to go find Gordon Ramsay's kitchen and cook it in front of him. And he won't be able to insult me.
Yeah, it would be interesting. I don't know. It'd be cool if you could choose one person to stay awake with you, but I don't know. I think it would be tricky if you had to be by yourself.
Mm-hmm. It'd be very hard.
But if you could choose somebody, that would be fun. Mm-hmm. That would be really fun. I mean, I'd ask who you would choose, but like, obviously it would be me, and I'll accept no other answer. I'll know that any other answer you give would just be a lie. So no That's sense fair. Of an answer.
I wasn't going to find someone who could fly. Well, so you brought up a good point. We got to get across the ocean. I'm going to go to the Vatican's archives.
Maybe that's why you were having those dreams where you were in some kind of a simulator. Like, spirit was already preparing you for this. They were teaching you how to fly. They were teaching you how to do things. So we can just continue that on and we can learn.
You know what?
We can read books. Would the internet still work?
I assume all the power grids, everything would work. Everything would be replenished. It's just, you had no contact, no animals, nothing. Everything's frozen.
Right. So, I mean, as long as you have YouTube, you can learn to do anything. We could learn how to fly a plane and land it. That's the big part.
Hmm. Maybe more comfortable finding a nice size like yacht and sailing across. You just look at the current weather and just navigate big around any storms. Yeah.
Big cruise ship. Yeah. I mean, what might as well be comfortable.
Probably easier to learn how to drive a yacht versus a cruise ship.
But do you think a yacht would survive well across the seas?
Everything's frozen. Nothing's pitching. You're just kind of sailing.
Okay, so there's zero weather. Like no waves.
According
to
the story, everything's frozen. Anything that moves is because you moved it now.
Okay. Okay, well then, you know. But do yachts hold enough fuel to get across the ocean?
Oh, I don't know. Well, YouTube that one. Or you know what? I can live out some dreams and we can go borrow a destroyer or a cruiser and sell that. It should have enough fuel.
There you go.
And I can play with the guns.
Cool. As long as you don't shoot me. Oh my God. That's awesome. The sweatshirt makes me so claustrophobic. Ugh. Do you like sweatshirts? Do you like hoodies?
I do.
I typically do, but this one has a really tight head hole. Makes me claustrophobic.
I have several. You know, I collect them wherever I go. You go to the souvenir shops, buy them. We all have says, you know, Dublin or Disney or Amsterdam, wherever, you know, you go, I find some stuff like that.
I've learned that I need to start purchasing them in person because I'm so picky about my fabrics and textures. And lately, all of them that I order online, they feel gross to me. Luckily, this one's a little thick. I like things that are super soft, just so soft. Yes, this one's a little
soft
thick.
And thick. It's the way to go.
So what else is going on with you?
I guess for anybody who's followed along, I am working again. Because I know in some of our earlier episodes, we were talking about unemployment and layoffs. So I have been working again for the last month.
Right on. How's it going?
It's going well. I'm adjusting to the new place, learning their systems. Good people so far. They have no issue buying copious amounts of food.
I was going to say they feed you well.
There's always some sort of donut or pizza or something hanging around.
Oh, you're not even mentioning the good stuff they take you for, like barbecue and
Italian steaks. Yeah. So I try to avoid some of that. I was like, man, you guys have made me gain 20 pounds and I'm already extra thick. I don't need the help.
Yeah. Tell me about it. It's time to rein it in a little bit.
That's that update. So we are doing well, moving along.
Yeah, that's great. So happy for you. Didn't last long.
I do miss the month of just sleeping in and having all the time I wanted to meditate during the daytime. That was quite nice. Back to the grind.
I bet.
I caught up on so many shows.
I could use a dose of that. What shows did you catch up on? Anything good?
I don't remember now. I just was going some shows that I wanted to start but didn't. It was just one right after another. Movies, shows. I like Equalizer 1, but I never made time for 2 and 3. I was like, I got nothing else better to do one day. Two
Love
and 3.
Those.
So it was Love stuff those. Like that. I was just catching up.
I just started watching the new season of Reacher. Do you watch Reacher?
Mm-hmm. I haven't started the latest one.
Yeah. And there's another one. I can't remember the name of it. Was it called like The Night Desk or The Night Caller? Like a guy that has, you know what I'm talking about? He sits at the desk and waits
I've
for the phone to
season
ring.
Season 1. I haven't seen season 2.
Right. I guess season 2 just came out. I haven't seen it yet, though.
That's my only beef with some of Netflix stuff is they'll space their seasons so far that I don't really remember season 1. That's the running joke with Stranger Things. They're going to finally come out with their final season. The kids are going to be in their 40s. Still trying to pretend like they're in high school.
I don't typically watch too many guy shows. Those were kind of leftovers from Fred. I watched stuff that you probably wouldn't be interested in, like Downton Abbey. I just watched that again. And Outlander, I watched that again. And I don't know. Those are my comfort shows. Huh?
I know what they are. I haven't watched them, but I know.
Well, right. That's why I don't, like, you probably wouldn't be interested in
them. The closest thing I watched to that, I think I went through all The Crown. I like that.
I liked The Crown. Yeah. What did I just watch recently? Oh, what I plan to watch soon again is The Tudors. And what are the ones that are generations before? There's The White Queen and The White Princess, maybe.
Tudors, is that the one like on HBO or Showtime?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Had tons of nudity. I remember that.
I like any of those historical type shows or period dramas. Handmaid's Tale is getting ready to come back on. Oof. Have you ever watched Handmaid's Tale?
Mm-hmm.
I think every person in America, it should be required watching because it is no longer just art. It is definitely art imitating life, unfortunately, but like.
Or is that life imitating art?
Yeah. There was a show, it was a movie. Was it Argyle? Have you seen the movie Argyle? Uh-huh. It was where this lady writes fiction books and she just writes, you know, these like spy novels and stuff.
Oh, and they started coming where they were real.
Yeah. So they kidnap her and ask her what's going to happen next. Yeah. Kind of like that. Like she was just writing The Handmaid's Tale and now all of a sudden, here we are. So any news or development on like your various gifts? Have you had any new experiences?
What I've been trying lately is, you know, I don't know, everybody's different. I wake up constantly through the night, especially the middle of the night. So what I've been trying to do is meditate at that very moment. Obviously, I'm really in that really good spot, real close to sleep. So it doesn't last long, but I have been seeing neat things or hearing them more clearly, getting images, songs. So that's been kind of neat. Seeing family members and dreams. Yeah, just little nudges and guidance and things like that. So dividends, I guess, you know, keep trying. Don't stress out when you start the spiritual walk. And it's like, I saw online, some people take 5 or 6 years to come out of this journey. It'll go by pretty quick. Don't think you got to get it done in 2 seconds. Right. Nothing happens in 2 seconds. Be patient. It's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be scary. It's going to be all those things, but it's part of it.
Yeah. I had a narrator like you normally have. I won't say for the first time. It's probably just the first time I've paid attention. I don't remember if I was asleep or if I was like half asleep, but it was an old man. In your experience, you hear them reading a book and then when you acknowledge them, they sound shocked that you are can hear them. This one sounded more like he was talking to me and he was narrating what was happening in the dream or whatever I was thinking about. I won't say he was telling me a story, but he was narrating what was going on and he knew that I was listening.
I think mine was shocked that I finally said anything because the next phrase was, he's not supposed to notice this until Northern California. And so I think that's what that was. It wasn't, they were reading to us. Mine was shocked because I guess I jumped, meaning I skipped ahead somehow. Mm-hmm. I wasn't supposed to notice them quite yet.
I want to know what the California bit means. You moving?
I have no idea. I have no inclination. The only inclination I have there is going to see redwoods and sequoias. I really want to go see those.
Are they still open? Can you still see them is my point?
You can drive by and wave.
Can use binoculars from a distance.
Well, I mean, they're huge, so it shouldn't be that hard. The sequoias, right. From what I understand, are, and people correct me, I think they're more southern and the redwoods are up north. Mm-hmm, so that'd be one of those kind of long trips or split trips. So I like going to national parks. I like going to see trees and volcanoes and mountains and canyons. Right.
Yeah, I think you were missing the point of what I was saying.
Oh, no, I get it. It's like, yeah, I can't do shit about it. I'm not going to let it rile me up.
Yeah. Well, I don't want you riled up. I just want you to plan that in mind.
I know.
Plan with that in mind, unfortunately. Hopefully it won't stand long and everything will be okay.
Yeah, maybe we'll cut them all down. We'll worry about seeing them.
You shush your face.
I'm an agent of chaos. At this point, I'm like, let it happen. Let's see what happens.
I'm secondhand offended for those trees. I'm just like, dare you take it back?
I want to go see them. I want to go stand in their presence.
Me too. I've never seen them. I'm terrified of critters, though. Like, there's bears and all kinds of stuff out there. Scares me.
Bears, Sasquatch, hippies.
I'm less afraid of Sasquatch than I am of bears and mountain lions and whatever's out there.
They have a lot of good variety of rattlesnakes in the area. Not just here, you know, Diamondbacks, they have all the sidewinders and
There's
a plethora of choices.
That's why I don't ever want to come meet you because you're always like, yeah, I keep the snake cook by the back door. I just had to go move a rattlesnake.
Well, I have chickens and most of the snakes that come up are non-venomous, but they're looking for the eggs. And so I take my hook and I relocate them. Everything's in balance, and that's how I live life. But occasionally, the venomous snakes will come up, not for the eggs, but because there's feed, and the mice come up for the feed. And so they come up for the mice. So I have to relocate copperheads, cottonmouths, or whatever I encounter in there. Copperheads are chill. You can just pick them up, move them. Cottonmouths, in my experience with them, want you to die. They immediately show you that open mouth, and they'll strike when you get pretty close.
You know, I lived in Arizona. I lived in Phoenix for 7 years, as you guys know, and knock on wood, because I don't want anything to change. But like when I was there, I never saw one snake. I saw one snake dead in the road at one point when I was out in the desert. But beyond that, I never saw one snake. I never had a scorpion. I think I got stung by a scorpion once, but I didn't see it. I woke up to blinding pain, and there was a big red welt with a puncture mark in the middle. So I'm thinking it was a scorpion, but I didn't see it. Every day I would pray, please don't let me come into contact with any snakes or scorpions. Please protect me. I don't even want to see them. If they're here, get them away from me. I don't want to see them. Thank you. And I never did. So I would need to be saying those prayers before I go anywhere else too.
I've seen scorpions, but I've never been bit by one of those.
It was painful. It was right on my boob and it hurt. I think I rolled over on it and, you know, I had, this is TMI, but I had really big boobs and I think it got trapped under my
same
boob.
Same girl, same.
Yeah, I rolled over in the morning. I was sleeping and all of a sudden blinding white lightning pain. I was just like, and I jumped out of the bed and was looking. I saw nothing, but I went in the bathroom and right on my breast, there was a huge red welt with like a big stinger mark in the middle. It took a few months to heal. But
could it have been of any kind of bee or wasp? Hornet maybe?
I don't know, but the stinger mark was probably the size of a pencil eraser. I mean, it was decent size.
You figure you would have seen that thing in there.
You'd think, unless it scrambled away super fast. I don't know. But, you know, you got in the habit of always shaking out your shoes and before you put on any coats or jackets that have been hanging up, you know, shake them out and shake the sleeves out and never let your blankets or sheets touch the floor from your bed.
I had a buddy who was, you know, living in the desert out there. Anytime we would be working and digging holes or whatever, he would catch the tarantulas or the scorpions. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? Oh, the local pet store is paying me for them. I'm like,
ugh.
I never thought about that. I just try to stay clear of them.
No. Paul, my fiance at the time, had taken the kids scorpion hunting because, you know, they glow under a black light. They glow in the dark. And the kids thought that was the coolest thing. So they'd gather up all the canning jars or a big pickle jar or something and take my kitchen tongs. And I'm like, ugh, I'm going to have to buy new tongs now. But they'd go out and with the black light, find them and stick them all in the jar. And I'm like, if you even think about bringing those things back home, don't, or you're all homeless. I never went though. I don't want anything to do with it.
Yeah, that's one critter I have had to deal with. As you're far lucky. As arachnids and, you know, the standard brown recluse and black widows. But it's
well, you were in Arizona when you were in the army for a while. And
I didn't encounter any of the scorpions when we were out there.
And you were in the yucky part of Arizona, like the armpit of Arizona.
I saw the snakes, spiders sometimes, but we really saw scorpions and bomblets and other things that you probably shouldn't be stepping on. It's like, ooh, they made me walk through this field and I see the little parachutes. They're attached to little bomblets. I'm like, you remember the old computer game Minesweeper?
Mm-hmm.
So I felt just a live version of it.
I used to be so good at that game.
Apparently I am too.
I'm glad. I'm glad. Yeah, I used to be so good at that. I'd be so fast. Like Rubik's Cube, I used to be really fast at that too.
Never really. I had one, but I never really played with it that much.
No?
Mm-mm.
I did. And I got really good at it. Right now, I probably couldn't solve one side. But back in the day.
I had a buddy. Legos makes it, what they call it. But basically, it's computer driven and it moves and you can program it and do whatever. He had built it where he could put any Rubik's Cube in it and it would solve it pretty quick.
That's so cool.
Maybe that's just him. He loves gadgets. You could stick it in there and it'd solve it. You put another one in there and solve it.
Back then, like because I was so good at that one, for Christmas one year, my mom had gotten me another one that looked like a pyramid. And I was horrible at that. I never got good at that one. But I remember other kids would try to solve it and they'd get frustrated and they would just take the stickers off and move them around. But I could legit solve it. Yesterday in the meeting, we talked about astral projection. Mia wanted to know about astral projection. So we talked a little bit about that. Have you ever accomplished that or done that?
Not intentionally, but I do have memories of it. Like I was meditating in my room. And then when you go like looking into my daughter's room, it has a very large square window, but then like kind of like a dome glass piece, kind of like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was meditating. Next thing I know, I was flying towards the window and I shot out of it and I head past the barn that's just over here. And then the memory cuts.
Oh.
So for the briefest moment, I was still aware when I was shooting off.
That's interesting.
That's, you know, I wasn't allowed to remember any more than that.
I've been close a couple of times, I think because I've heard that like right before you're ready to pop out of your body, you start vibrating like dum 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 dum. And I have felt that several times and I always pull back and I'm like, oh, nope, getting close. Don't want to do that. And I pull back. I just feel like I would feel vulnerable.
It'll be the opposite. They probably won't let me remember that because, oh, you're out of your body. It's time to go back. No.
Yeah, well, just because you don't know what you can encounter out there when you're out of your body. And other people are like, you're always safe. And other people are like, no, you're not. So yes. Until I know more about it.
As above, so below. Same thing when you leave your house. Right. You don't know if you're safe. You don't know what you're going to see. Same thing.
You're talking to the wrong person about that because I never leave my house. Fair. Very rarely because I'm always like, I don't know what's out there. Better stay home. I mean, I do occasionally. It's not like I'm a hermit, but like close. But it's just so vulnerable out there. It's like the wild, wild west out there. You don't know what you're going to encounter. I shocked several people in there. You should have seen their faces. Like when I said, and I've heard several times that a lot of people use it for other reasons. Like you can agree to meet up in the astral and like bow chicka wow wow. And yeah, a couple of people were just like, what?
It ain't cheating if you're out of your body.
What happens in the astral stays in the astral.
Just glide on over.
But I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what to make of all this. It's a little too much for me. If any of you guys out there, if you've watched this long and you have ever astral projected, let me know what you've experienced. Do you see other beings out there? Have you seen aliens? Did you see your guides?
Did you hook up?
Like, no pressure, but tell us everything. We want to know. You know, and if you're really, really good at it and you do it a lot, let us know. Maybe you'd be willing to come on and talk to us about it. Like, we would be okay with that, too.
Purely for science, not for the astral hookups.
Purely for science. Yeah. Yeah. Not for the brown chicken, brown cow. What else did we talk about? We talked about one of the people felt like they have a hanger on spiritually. It's a trickster that she is thinking is bothering her and like hanging on. And what does she do about it? She feels it blocks her pendulum and that it is, even with her other clairs, if she tries to talk to her guide, she feels like it's inserting itself. And so my first question was, what makes you think it's not one of your guides? And she's like, well, I'm not really sure. But then at one point, she's like, well, it did call me a name once. And I'm like, okay, trickster. Because like your guides will never, ever, 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 ever do that. They will never be rude to you. They will never be mean to you. I used to get messages about this all the time. So using my pendulum the other day, my guide said I was an effing whore. Like, do you think that was really my guide? Why are they being mean to me? I'm like, that was not your guide. Well, what about this other time when...
It was. It saw what happened in the astral projection. I was like...
They saw what you did in the astral.
I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
No. No shaming around here. Do you, boo? Get your freak on. Get your astral freak on.
Well, the astral, no you got judgment. Your body. So, I mean, do you, boo, makes a new, you know, ghost stuff.
Boo. Yeah, like that picture I sent yesterday. I'm like, we listen and we don't judge. And it was a picture of us both going.
Hey, I'm not judging. I'm like, if you can teach me this, this is a great power. I mean.
Right. Just for science. For
science. It's the betterment of humanity.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, you'd be able to stay disease free. Right.
No astral STDs.
You wouldn't have to like worry about dirty pictures getting out or, you know, text messages getting shared, screenshots, nothing like that. Cause I mean, it's all in the astral. So who's going to prove what? That's all I'm saying.
Your Honor, that's not my ectoplasm.
I mean, I don't think that would be my speed, but I mean, if that's yours, like I'm here for the stories. Like
I'm here for the jokes.
I'm here to learn about it. So we're getting ready to record on the 12 universal laws. Any forethought on that? Have you read up on the material or are you just going in cold?
Oh, I got it pulled up already. I've been looking at it. I watched the video you showed me and like, no, this all makes sense. I mean, I didn't have names for most of this stuff, but through the course of, you know, time, you run into this stuff. It just, I had no name for a lot of it. But, oh, I have a name for that.
Nice. Okay. So if you guys have made it this far, thank you. You are the OGs. You are our true friends. Thanks for hanging out with us. And we are getting ready to film on the 12 universal laws. So come back next week and learn about that. That will help with your manifesting and all that good stuff. So let us know in the comments if you have anything to add, if you have any replies to the nonsense you heard today.
This is typical conversation.
This is our typical conversation. I always say that these shooting the shift episodes are just really what our phone calls would be. Like, this is your peek behind the curtain. This is real life here. This is the real shit or the real shift. But anyways, yeah, this is when shift gets real. Yeah. So thanks for hanging out with us and text us, call us. We will have all the contact information down in the description box. And thank you guys. Thank those of you who have texted and emailed. We appreciate it. And we read every single comment, every single text, every email, and keep them coming. We appreciate hearing from you. All right, you guys. Yeah, we appreciate you. Keep your hearts open. You are loved. Okay, bye.